Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 3, Living in the Divine Trinity, 2, Living in the Divine Trinity by enjoying Christ as our life supply, by living Christ for His magnification, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. Monday, John 6, verse 63, It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one spirit. John 4, verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life. John 7, verse 37. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Lamentations 3, verses 55 through 56. I called upon your name, O Jehovah, from the lowest pit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear at my breathing, at my cry. Romans 10, verses 12 through 13. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all and rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Related reading. The most important thing in living in a home is eating. In the home, nothing is as crucial as food. If we are going to live in the Divine Trinity, to abide in the Divine Trinity as our home, we must enjoy Christ as our food. We need to live by Christ as our life supply. He is our food. He is eatable because he is now in resurrection. Now Christ is good for us to eat. After accomplishing death and resurrection, he became perfected for us to eat him. Because he is living in resurrection, he is good for us to eat organically. Most Christians neglect the Spirit and take the Bible as a book of letters. The Lord Jesus once said, The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Furthermore, every word of the Bible is part of God's breath. Thus, we should not only study the word, but also breathe in the divine breath embodied in the word. If we do not breathe the divine breath by exercising our spirit, we shall not receive life from our study of the Bible. But when we breathe in God's breath, we are enlivened by divine, heavenly, and spiritual element. We thank the Lord for showing us that in reading the Word, we need to exercise our eyes, our mind, and our spirit. We may say that with the eyes, we contact the body of the Word, that with our mind, we contact the soul of the Word, and through the exercise of our spirit to pray the Word, we contact the spirit of the Word. Then we not only understand the meaning of a certain portion of Scripture, we also inhale the divine breath to receive the life supply. God's intention in his economy is to be the fountain, the source of living waters to satisfy his chosen people for their enjoyment. The goal of this enjoyment is to produce the church as God's increase, God's enlargement, to be God's fullness for his expression. This is the heart's desire, the good pleasure, of God and his economy. The full development of this thought is in the New Testament, but it is sown as a seed in Jeremiah 2, verse 13. In 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4, Paul, using the Old Testament types, speaks not only of drinking, but also of eating. The spiritual food refers to manna, typifying Christ as our daily life supply. The spiritual drink refers to the living water that flowed out of the cleft rock, typifying the Spirit who flowed out of the crucified and resurrected Christ as our all-inclusive drink. Our drinking of God as a living water is for the church as his increase. Our drinking is for the producing of his enlargement, his fullness, for his expression. The flowing of the water of life and resurrection is for the formation of the body of Christ. Because we all drink of the same Spirit, we can be one body. Drinking of the one Spirit and resurrection makes us members of the body and builds us up as the body. The flowing of the living water and resurrection is also for the preparation of the bride of Christ. According to Revelation 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride sound forth the call to come and drink of the water of life. The bride is prepared by drinking. The water which the bride drinks is the Spirit. By drinking the Spirit, the bride becomes one with the Spirit. This should not be a mere doctrine or teaching, but should be something we practice in our daily living. If we drink of the living water day by day, the body of Christ will be built up and the bride of Christ will be prepared.